Welcome, everyone, to Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am your host for the next hour, Todd McGreevy, and today I actually have the proper calendar in front of me, 2012. Today is Saturday, January 21st, 2012, and we appreciate you tuning in live to RBN. So, a lot of stuff to talk about today, and I want to give a quick overview of the namesake of this show, but I want to tip my hat to Phil Pozderek and L.B. Bork on the previous segment here today. I only caught the last 45 minutes. I don't know if that was his last show or when he's planning to exit, but his voice will be missed on RBN if he, in fact, is stepping down, and appreciate his caller's sentiments as well. Sharing with them about planting the seeds, and it is frustrating at times to not see the fruits of one's labor, and sometimes you just have to do what you have to do to take care of yourself. I totally understand that, and there's Phil has put out a huge body of work on the time he's been on RBN, and if he is in fact leaving, he will be sorely missed. Everyone, be sure to take some time and consider what you are willing to do to ensure that you hear the voices and information you hear on the Public Broadcasting Network. And I say that because there is a pledge drive going on now on RBN to raise some funds by July this year, and by July 13th, trying to raise $100,000 for critical infrastructure updates, hardware, software, help raise the bar on the compensation for the staff and so forth at RBN. This network doesn't hit the airwaves, you know, out of thin air. It does take a lot of resources to make this happen. Of course, it's being heard on AM 1470, I think, in Dallas-Fort Worth area. And that in and of itself is a huge deal. I know that Stattmiller and team are working to get this signal out on other stations as well. So they've just got the pledge drive kicked off last week. It's started off, and you know, we encourage you to consider, you know, can you contribute $5, $10, $50, $100? What is this network and the information you hear on this network worth to you in terms of commitment? It might be more than that. But if you listen to this network, you know, on a daily basis or weekly basis, consider what you spend on other items that you consume in terms of information. You know, what are you spending on cable bill? What are you spending when you go to the movies? What are you spending when you rent a movie and so forth? And, you know, is this worth what you're hearing on this network worth a similar amount that you're investing for information you're consuming elsewhere? We encourage you to please go to republicbroadcasting.org. And make a pledge today to whatever you can afford, and make sure that you continue to hear the alternative voices and information on RBN that you're not hearing anywhere else. Very few places, only a handful of places on the internet are putting up the amount of data and the depth of data that you're hearing on RBN. So please go to republicbroadcasting.org and make a pledge today. Common Sense Revisited is the namesake of this show, and we'll be with you for the next hour, and I do encourage you to call in with any questions or comments during the show. I've got a list of things I want to talk about today, all kinds of different topics, and hopefully some of them will strike a chord with you. And CommonSenseRevisited.com is the website for the namesake of this show, and that is where you can download for free the modern-day tribute to Thomas Paine's original Common Sense. And what we attempt to do on this show is to revisit some common sense. Sometimes difficult for folks to grasp, and I'm actually going to share with you a note I got from a friend today about common sense when we return here on RBN. We're going to take a break to thank some sponsors, some advertisers that help keep us on the air, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Today on Common Sense Revisited, and we appreciate you tuning in. And during the show, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call 1-800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. So friends of mine lately have been texting me and emailing me, asking me, you know, I need some help explaining Ron Paul's foreign policy to people, or how I could overcome objections about Ron Paul's foreign policy. That's good news that more and more people are talking about these matters, and I sent a couple links and some ideas for discussion points about non-interventionism and so forth. And a friend of mine replied back and said, just watch these clips, and I really appreciate you sending them. Everything he says makes such total common sense. I now believe I understand why some have such a difficult time with Ron Paul. He speaks from common sense and experience. Common sense is a quality sorely lacking among the electorate, although thankfully many are beginning to wake up and smell the coffee. As Larry and I have discussed, the ability to think critically has been diminished by design from so many. And that's true. We're dealing with the public fool system, unfortunately, with regards to our education system. And we all know many of us listening to this network know what the problems are. And we could go on and on about how horrible and terrible things are. Or we could talk about what we're doing to live by the moniker I like. And that is, any right that we cannot enforce is no right at all. It always comes down to enforcement. Always comes down to enforcement. And if you think about it, you know, it gets down to the basic things. Like I heard Phil say on the previous show that, you know, in the courts, the question of political question is no longer allowed in the courts. I've sat in the courtroom on a misdemeanor, you know, situation for a guy who had a wrong yard sign, in a yard sale sign in his yard for, you know, some kind of stupid little city ordinance about yard sales. And I've heard the judge say out loud, the so-called judge, out loud, the Constitution has no place in this courtroom. I've heard police officers on the stand say out loud that the oath of office that they took to uphold the Constitution was just ceremonial. So these are things that are happening in your courtroom as well, in the courtroom in your county where you live as well. And the reason I bring this up is, imagine if you had a county sheriff who runs the bailiffs who are standing in the courtroom with their weapon on their side, enforcing the will of the judge, the will of the court system that is run by the banks and the bar system. And you had a sheriff who said, we're no longer going to be the strong arm of this tyranny. And I'm just trying to do what this woman who called in earlier to the previous show is planting seeds. We're planting seeds with these concepts that, you know, we don't have to go the way it's been going. If there's no injured party, if there is no harm, if property has not been, how can the state be an injured party? We must take this man away in shackles and keep him in an orange jumpsuit because he didn't pay his $55 and get a driver's license. All right. All of these, I know this sounds all radical to some people. Oh, you don't want to go with this. These are at the foundation of the control grid. These things that are going on, it's at the foundation of the control grid. So, you know, speaking of the county sheriff, as you know, I've been promoting that very heavily. The county sheriff project is happening January 30th in Las Vegas. It's an all-day training seminar for now it's a little over 100 county sheriffs from about 30 different states across America. There'll be a list of speakers in the morning that are providing expert training, if you will, on interposition, nullification, the Bill of Rights. Larry Pratt will be there from Gun Owners of America talking about the Fast and Furious scam on the border. Joe Bannister, former IRS enforcement agent, will be there talking about his odyssey with the IRS, trying to get to some truth there. It's going to be a very illuminating day for the sheriffs that do attend. And in the afternoon, the sheriffs, there will be about five or six that are going to be stepping up and sharing with their peers, their fellow county sheriffs, what they've done in their own county to stand up for the Bill of Rights, to stand up for, stand up against tyranny, peacefully standing up. The good news is that when sheriffs have stood up, like Brad Rogers did in Elkhart County, Indiana, like Sheriff Lopey did up in Oregon and California, with the Siskiyou County folks and so forth, when these people have stood up peacefully, the federal government, the tyrant, has stepped away. So it really is just a matter of asserting ourselves. Any right that we cannot enforce is no right at all. And, you know, I just want to help plant those seeds that, you know, you can have, you, if you haven't talked to your county sheriff, if you haven't gone and engaged in a dialogue where you live, then you haven't really tried to move the dial, frankly. You know, emailing around is great and, you know, being on a meetup list and sending a bunch of videos around to each other, that's fine and dandy and so forth. But unless you've actually physically gone and spoken to your sheriff and engaged in a dialogue about these issues, you're not doing anything. A, you're not finding out where he or she really stands on their oath of office. You know, our sheriff, unfortunately, when we asked him about his oath of office, he looked at us blankly. He didn't really know what we were talking about. And when we jogged his memory, he said, oh, yeah, you can go get that at the auditor's office. And, of course, we went down to look for a copy of it, and they had one. But then I asked for a copy of the oath of office for our county sheriff going back 50 years. I wanted to see the language of the oath to see if it had changed, because words matter, verbs and nouns, sentences matter. That is the actual contract that we have with our chief law enforcement officer in our county, is the oath that they swore to uphold. So I wanted to see if that language had changed over time. And I was told after a day, first of all, I was told that that request had never been made before to see the oaths from previous years. And then when they researched it, I was told purportedly that we don't keep those. We destroy those. We destroy the oaths of office for all of the sworn executive officers of the county. Now, imagine that. Go to your county auditor's office and find out, do they have copies of the oaths of office going back 50 years, 100 years? How about 10 years? Just to see, just to find out how transparent is your so-called government where you live. And then look at the language. Did it change? You know, our oath in our county says that they will discharge all the duties of the office as now or hereafter required by law. You know, that's kind of that discharge duties of office is some verbiage that is different than obey the Constitution. So, you know, there's little nuances there that may be getting your sheriff off the hook, and you need to investigate that. So back to the County Sheriff Project, the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association, headed up by Sheriff Richard Mack, former Graham County Sheriff from Arizona, is heading this up with his board of directors and a volunteer team from Free America Now. And they are hosting this event on January 3rd. Thanks to donations from people like you, I know, that are listening to this who have donated, they've raised close to $100,000 along with sponsorships and so forth. And they're able to have just over 100 sheriffs attend. Now, there was an extension of the late registration deadline that was announced just a few days ago to Monday, this coming Monday, the 23rd, end of day Monday, is the final cutoff for a sheriff to register and attend. And apparently they can allow up to 30 more sheriffs. So if you are, you know, wondering where your sheriff stands, you still have time to get a hold of him or her. Let's remember, that person works for you. You don't work for him. Now, you need to do this diplomatically and respectfully if you're going to get results. But if you haven't engaged in a conversation with your sheriff, now is the time. You should know that this last week has been the National Sheriff's Association, the venerable, you know, establishment association of sheriffs with over 3,000 members nationwide. They just met out in Washington, D.C. I think it's still going on, as a matter of fact. It's their kind of annual, you know, five-day conference for training and networking and so forth. And in fact, the president of the National Sheriff's Association is from Iowa, and he has directed his executive director. They have 12 full-time employees. They're a large organization. Aaron Kennard, he has directed Aaron Kennard to attend the County Sheriff Project, the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association convention in Las Vegas. So there will be a representative from the National Sheriff Association there, I guess, monitoring or participating or, you know, learning what this type of training is all about. You know, while this event has speakers like Thomas Woods and Clyde Cleveland and Michael Badnarik and Larry Pratt and Sheriff Mattis, one of the first constitutional sheriffs and so forth, the National Sheriff's Association had as their keynote speaker Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. And there was an article in the Arizona Capital Times about her presentation out in D.C., and she's talking about the she says here, she defended the government's decision to funnel most of the federal border security grant program to the southern border, telling the National Sheriff's Group Thursday that the government is very serious about stopping illegal traffic. We put the funding where this is an interesting term, where we adjudicated that we needed it the most. Now, I find that fascinating that a bureaucrat, an appointed bureaucrat, is adjudicating something. That would seem to denote that there's some type of tribunal or court happening here. But anyway, and we're all about setting priorities, she says. And she's referring to the Operation Stone Garden, which was set up in 2005. But several Arizona sheriffs who were in Washington for the conference said there are still improvements to be made in the federal programs. Cochise County Sheriff Larry Deaver said Operation Stone Garden was a great idea to begin with, but it now feels as if the federal program is trying to turn local officials into, quote, de facto border patrol agents, end quote. Quote, as a sheriff, I'm not going to work for the federal government, Deaver said. We're not going to be wards to their stewardship in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, it's good to see that there's some healthy dialogue going on out there with some sheriffs, that some of them are actually standing up and understanding their role, and not just to do, as one sheriff told me, I have to do what the courts tell me to do, Todd. And I encourage you to find out, you know, is your sheriff, did they go out to the NSA convention in D.C.? What did they learn? You know, do they think they might get something that might help them defend your rights and uphold their oath to uphold the Bill of Rights by coming to Las Vegas? They still have time to sign up. Go to countysheriffproject.org and register there. Let's take a break, folks. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We are back on Common Sense Visited here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we have a caller from Texas. George, how are you?
I'm doing very good. Actually, I don't really think of the year 2012 being the gloom and doom year. I really think this is the year of unintended consequences from the other side is going to be experiencing, and one of them is going to be county sheriffs starting to stand up against the federal government. I mean, I really think next election, I think we're going to see a shakeup on the local level, where you're going to see a lot of constitutionally minded sheriffs being placed in the office.
I like that concept. A year of unintended consequences. That's good. That's looking at the glass half full.
I write a blog. I get very good rankings, and you know, I'm just like seeing it. You know, the thing is. In the Patriot Move, we're going to have to start rebuking some people because I think their mind is back 20 years ago, thinking that the bankers and the establishment are invincible, and they're not. And, you know, because they're thinking what? Because they have this mindset that the bankers and everybody establishment knows what they're doing, and I don't really believe that anymore. I really believe we're starting to really, the establishment is really in trouble.
Yeah, that's what's your blog?
LoneStarWatchdog.blogspot.com.
LoneStarWatchdog.blogspot.com. All right, and we'll give that.
The thing is, like Governor Perry just dropped out of the race, and there was a local article saying Governor Perry is toast, and, you know, and all the establishment Republicans in the state government, I think, are really up on the chopping block this year. Because I really think after this TSA fiasco where the will of the people overwhelmingly said, we want these people criminalized for feeling us up at the airport and going through our luggage and all that stuff, I just really think, you know, like people like Joe Strauss and David Dewhurst, all these establishment politicians, all these entrenched people, I really think there's going to be a major shakeup. Because I don't really think, I think the platform is going to be, you know, because I don't really care if Obama gets reelected or not. All I care about, if we can elect state legislatures and sheriffs, we're going to stand in the gap between the people and the federal government. I think that is going to be the platform.
It's going to be critical, and it starts at the local level. I mean, I went to our county board of supervisors meeting this week. This last week, I went to a city council public hearing on the budget. I was encouraged to see six businessmen stand up who I'd never even met before, faces I'd never seen, names I'd never heard, and stand there and explain to their city council exactly what, you know, how that they are ruining the business in our community at this local level with their overtaxation, with their overburdensome number of employees, that public safety pension funds are really crushing the local governments, and that needs to, things need to come to a head peacefully. And it does start locally. It's bottom up. The only reason that the presidential race is of any interest whatsoever is because of Ron Paul, and because he's such a honorable statesman and scholar. And we're going to play a clip of his here in a little bit about him standing up against the National Defense Authorization Act with a simple one-page bill. And I'm encouraged by your comments, George. You know, a Lone Star Watchdog. So you're in Texas. That's the Lone Star State. Podcaster, broadcaster that I'm a fan of, who just moved to Austin, Adam Curry, who has noagendashow.com. He calls it the Drone Star State.
Yeah, well, I plan on keeping it the Lone Star State.
No, I'm just trying to make a joke. I'm not very good at it, as my wife says. But, George, we appreciate you calling in. Is there anything else you want to share?
Well, I just want to say one thing. Ron Paul is the face of the anti-establishment at mm-hmm. all levels. And, you know,
absolutely.
And the thing is, it's like I really see a major shakeup on all levels of government, where I think a lot of libertarians are going to start occupying offices. I mean, where these entrenched politicians took place. I mean, because I really think, like I said, in the next 10 years, we're going to see a shakeup like never before. And, you know, the thing is, I don't really care if Obama's reelected or not. If
right.
we can have state legislatures and governors and sheriffs that will stand in the gap between the federal government and the people, the tyranny is over.
Yeah, it needs to end. And, you know, Ron Paul, you know, somebody sent me these stats that I think are fairly fascinating. It won't be a surprise to the listeners on this network. But in Iowa, here's the vote count. Santorum got 29,800, Romney 29,000, Ron Paul 26,000, Gingrich 16,000. In New Hampshire, Romney 97,000, Ron Paul 57,000, Santorum 23. Gingrich, 23. Total count between the two before today's primary in South Carolina, Romney got 127,000 votes, Ron Paul, 83,000, Santorum, 53, Gingrich, 39. Now, fourth quarter fundraising for the four candidates left on stage, Romney, $20 million, Ron Paul, $13 million, Gingrich, $9 million, and Santorum, $1 million. Then, the CNN's post-debate coverage, how many times were the candidates' names mentioned? Romney, 87 times. Gingrich, 82. Santorum, 76. George, what do you guess the number of times Ron Paul was mentioned on CNN's post? 10?
Yeah.
Divide that by 10. One time.
Yeah.
One. Uno. So, you know, the control grid is working hard, and when they claim that he's dangerous and extreme, he needs to be able to turn and say, yes, I am dangerous. I'm dangerous to the status quo. I'm extreme because my views have been lost in terms of the public schools. We're not taught about individual responsibility anymore. And I am, he's dangerous to the status quo. He's dangerous to the military-industrial complex. But he's not extreme to those of us who want to live in a free society. George, thank you for calling in. We're at the bottom half of the hour. We got to go. I'll check out lonestarwatchdog.blogspot.com. Take care. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thank you for staying with us today on RBN, and appreciate George's call from Texas. And countysheriffproject.org, folks. Again, I'll circle back to that towards the end of the show as well. But I can't encourage you enough. This is, you know, the door is going to be closing a Monday end of day for any sheriff to register. Their way is paid their air travel or gas to the event in Las Vegas. The reason it's being held in Las Vegas is there's so many sheriffs in and around California, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, and so forth in that area of the United States that are standing up, and that's why it's starting out there. Of course, Richard Mack, who's the one chairing this whole event and running it, is now living in Texas, and it's closer to there as well. And you know, some of the sheriffs attending include Sheriff Gilbertson and from Oregon, who's published a white paper on the federal jurisdiction within a state. Sheriff DeMeo from Nevada, has stood up against the Bureau of Land Management about them exceeding their jurisdiction. Sheriff Lopey led a group of sheriffs in California and Oregon to stop federal agencies from destroying people's farm, land, ranches, taking over their water rights. Sheriff Palmer in Oregon is going to be there to talk about he stood up to the U.S. Forest Service, questioned their authority in the county. Sheriff Alderman out of Colorado is stood up to the Board of Governors at one of the schools to about gun control policy. Sheriff Brad Rogers will be there. He's the one who stood up against the FDA over for a dairy farmer in Indiana. Peacefully, everybody. This is all peaceful. You know, the people that are promoting violence are people like the Homeland Security folks that want to do, you know, checkpoints and random checkpoints and property theft and so forth and feeling you up at the airports. You know, the violent acts are being perpetuated by the government, not by the peaceful sheriffs. So let's keep that in mind as we're moving forward. I want to, if anybody has any questions or comments, feel free to call 800-313-9443. I want to switch it over to some more discussion about Ron Paul. And this clip we're going to play is Gary Howard. Gary is the press secretary for Ron Paul. And this is in the, quote, spin room after the South Carolina debate last week. And this is he's being interviewed by, I'm not sure who it is, but it's the Tea Party Patriots branding is on this. And he's asked two good, you know, the first question's about the about insider trading and lobbyists, which I think is critical. But the second one's even more important, and it has to do with Ron Paul's stance on foreign policy. And it's worth listening to. Let's go ahead and listen to this.
How serious of a problem does Congressman Paul believe insider trading inside Congress is, and what kind of position is he taking on combating that?
I think it's something that he thinks is a big problem, like everybody else. When you have crony capitalism, it's something that he's worked against his entire career. He doesn't meet with lobbyists because he doesn't want to take lobbyists' money and no favors. He doesn't do things that would be a conflict of interest. So he is trading on information that's not available to the rest of the public, to general public, something that he wouldn't do. He's been on the Financial Services Committee for a long time. He's never been accused or never been a party to doing that type of thing.
So. All right, let me switch gears for a moment. One of the questions we've been hearing from a lot of coordinators across the country is a concern over Ron Paul's position on defense and foreign intervention. One of the questions we've been hearing is, what level of a successful attack would prompt Ron Paul to be in support of a military response?
Well, I don't think he'd wait for an attack. He said it himself. If there's credible evidence of an actual threat, he would not hesitate to take care of the problem, period.
Thank you for your time.
The man definitely walks the talk, Ron Paul, that is, and we're going to talk about that in a second with regards to the National Defense Authorization Act. Chris from Las Vegas is holding. Hi, Chris.
Thanks for taking my call this morning. I have a couple of questions about Sheriff Mack's National Sheriff's Project in Las Vegas. Being in Las Vegas, being a former multi-jurisdictional law enforcement officer myself, I have, in fact, contacted Sheriff Mack, or tried to at least offer lawful assistance in view of his seizure of his PayPal account, and never received a reply or response. Also responded through Stuart Rhodes' Oath Keepers site. And I've continually offered my pro bono assistance in any capacity they could use me. I have multiplicity of skills that could aid in the production, ease of operation, logistics, technical production areas, and so on and so forth, along with my associated law enforcement experiences. Received nary a reply, although he's repeatedly solicited contributions of time, efforts, or monies. And it's been a little bit frustrating, and I don't find any proviso for someone who lives in Las Vegas to access the convention, just as a mere observer, learner, student, participant, and supporter of Constitutional Sheriff's Project.
Hey, Chris. You bring up some good points, and I want to try and address what I can. Number one, there is an FAQ section on the countysheriffproject.org website. It articulates I'm not reading this verbatim, but the meeting is a closed meeting on Monday. It is so that the sheriffs can have the confidence that they can speak freely and candidly about the issues that they're addressing and so forth. So if you are registered attendee as a law enforcement, you know, essentially a sheriff. Now, there are some sheriffs who have said they can't make it, but they're sending their undersheriff or their deputy. There are sheriffs that are people that have gotten the go-ahead from the current elected sheriff and said, I'm retiring, but this guy's running, so go ahead and let him come in and get the training and so forth. There's also a provision that says if you've donated $1,000 or more as an individual to the project, you may attend and observe but not participate. We're trying to keep it, you know, so that it is manageable and so forth. I may not be comparing apples to apples with what you're proposing to help with. Now, that is what I heard you talk about was the PayPal thing. I can address that because it was recently at sheriffmack.com posted about the details of that whole affair. So I would point you to sheriffmack.com. That is his own individual website. And the summary of that is that PayPal has backed down. The summary is that PayPal claimed that, out of nowhere, they decided to look at Sheriff Mack's PayPal account and see what he claimed he was as he registered. Like, where do you live and all this stuff. One of them was, are you a not-for-profit? Apparently, when he started his PayPal account, he claimed he was. Well, technically, the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association is not a 501c3. It's not registered with the IRS and all that happy stuff. So they came back and said, we're suspending your account because you misrepresented yourself. Well, he changed that profile back to whatever the alternative was, and he got on the horn with enough people where they finally, and I think the public pressure, frankly, helped as well. I know it went viral on numerous platforms, and people started calling and emailing and dropping their PayPal accounts, and I think they felt the heat. And so that, you know, knock on wood, that has been resolved, Chris. So that's not an issue at this point. And I know go ahead.
I'm absolutely aware of that, and I concur with your assessment of it, although I have strongly suspected that PayPal, acting as a banking, probably operates under the Banking Act and is therefore conscripted to federal law and likely being involved with a governmental plan to prosecute those that are trying to assert the law, as they've locked up many practicing lawyers who are fighting against the federal government's schemes to take advantage and abuse people, and they've expressly locked up attorneys, including Edgar Steele and Randy Kelso and some others around the nation to make examples of them to strike fear and terror into other attorneys who might fight against these criminals masquerading as government agents.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. If you can leave your contact information with the producer, you know, after the call, and I'll get back to you, and hopefully we can find out how we can plug you in, Chris.
Absolutely. I'm a politically assassinated union electrician here in Las Vegas. I have video, audio production skills and all sorts of things, and as well as public speaking, and very articulate in the Patriot movement and the Constitution movement and the abuse and perversion of the law that's taken place, having been affiliated with multiple jurisdictional law enforcement efforts throughout
Excellent.
The nation in different venues and jurisdictions.
Chris, I would love to chat with you more, and please leave your phone number with our producer, and he'll get it to me on Skype, and I'll get back to you after the show. We can
Absolutely.
Connect. All right. You mentioned Stuart Rhodes, and that's a good segue into what I wanted to talk about next. Stuart is the leader of the Oath Keepers organization, of course, and the constitutional scholar and speaker and author and so forth, and he is going to be there doing some training on indefinite detention and the National Defense Authorization Act. And to that point, while a lot of politicians were out there, the three that are left were out campaigning in South Carolina, Ron Paul took a day off of campaigning to go to D.C. to both vote against the increase in the debt ceiling, but also to introduce this piece of legislation. We're going to play this clip here of Ron Paul going back to Congress to do his job as a congressperson. And it's golden, you know, Ron Paul, where he just keeps it simple. He lays it out in the common sense terms. Here's Ron Paul revisiting common sense last week in Congress. Well, we were trying to play the clip. I didn't give my producer enough of a heads up. Yeah, I'm sorry. The NDA, the first one I posted. Sorry about that.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Texas, Mr. Paul, for 5 minutes. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, I rise today to introduce a very simple piece of legislation to repeal the infamous Section 1021 of the National Defense Authorization Act, quietly signed into law by the President on New Year's Day. What a way to usher in the new year. Section 1021 essentially codifies into law the very dubious claim of presidential authority under 2001 authorization for the use of military force to indefinitely detain American citizens without access to legal representation or due process of law. Section 1021 provides for the possibility of the U.S. military acting as a kind of police force on U.S. soil, apprehending terror suspects, including Americans, and whisking them off to an undisclosed location indefinitely. No right to attorney, no right to trial, no day in court. This is precisely the kind of egregious distortion of justice that Americans have always ridiculed in so many dictatorships overseas. A great man named Solzhenitsyn became the hero of so many of us when he exposed the Soviet Union's extensive gulag system. Is this really the kind of a United States we want to create in name of fighting terrorism? Some have argued that nothing in Section 1021 explicitly mandates holding Americans without trial, but it employs vague language, radically expanding the detention authority to include anyone who has substantially supported certain terrorist groups or associated forces. No one has defined what those terms mean. What is an associated force? Sadly, too many of my colleagues are too willing to undermine our Constitution to support such outrageous legislation. One senator even said about American citizens being picked up under this section of the NDAA, quote, "When they say, I want a lawyer, you tell them, shut up. You don't get a lawyer," close quote. Is this acceptable in someone who has taken an oath to uphold the Constitution? Mr. Speaker, of course, I recognize how critical it is that we identify and apprehend those who are suspected of plotting attacks against Americans. But why do we have so little faith in our judicial system? Have we not tried in civilian court and won convictions of hundreds of individuals for terrorist or related activities? I fully support continuing to do so. But let us not abandon what is so unique and special about our system of government in the process. I hope my colleagues will join my effort to overturn this shameful Section 1021 of the National Defense Authorization Act. And I yield back.
There's Ron Paul doing his job, going in trying to keep us from the tyranny. The sad part is that he's having to actually, call into play the comparison to Solzhenitsyn in Russia. This is where we've come, folks. We know it. You go to the airport and you're subjected to, irradiation and sexual molestation to even get on a plane. I mean, it boggles the mind that we've allowed it to get this far. But, I like what the earlier caller said, year of unintended consequences. I think that we're going to – I hope that that caller is accurate. George from Texas, I think he did. I love that. I've got this written down here. Year of unintended consequences. It's superb. I do have another clip I'm going to play I find, we need a little comic relief from time to time. And Stephen Colbert is, in my opinion, one of the most brilliant satirists ever. He when he interviews authors of all kinds of topics, he plays the hardcore. He's like a Bill O'Reilly cutout is what he is. He takes the Bill O'Reilly stance to the 10th degree. But through his satire, he exposes hypocrisy of these views, but also illuminates excellent information and perspectives that you don't get elsewhere. And he does it right on Comedy Central, which has a much younger audience. I think the guy does a phenomenal job. Here he is. We're going to play this clip. It's less than 2 minutes. And here he is on Morning Joe Oh, we only got 30 seconds to the break, so we're not going to play this. We'll play it right after the break. He's on Morning Joe, which is Joe Scarborough on MSNBC, and he's in South Carolina because he's from South Carolina, and he's talking about the presidential race, and there's a Public Policy Center poll where he actually ranks higher than all the other candidates, and that gets the ball rolling with this group of talking heads one morning, and he does a great job of explaining his thoughts, and has a rare moment where he lets his guard down and is out of character and actually speaks seriously about what he firmly believes. And I think it's useful if you're trying to show others a perspective that, you know, the expert from afar, the guy on television even thinks this. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back after this break. We'll play that clip, and I'm going to talk to you about something about SOPA.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Let's just soak this in for a second and think about how absolutely disturbing it is.
Yeah.
That Stephen Colbert,
yeah,
is seen more favorably as guys who've been running for president of the United States for a decade.
I have to imagine that several of those respondents were my mother.
Another way to look at that is you're only 9% more popular than Ron Paul.
Ron Paul's a good man.
Yeah.
Do you know that if you guess Ron Paul's name, he has to teach you to spin hay into gold?
Do you guess his name?
You guess his name.
So, Stephen.
Oh, my God. Where are you going tonight, I guess?
If you had to choose one of the Republican candidates, if you had to.
If I had to choose one of them, Herman Cain. I would pick Herman
Cain. You're sure?
He's
absolutely
out.
He's a wash.
outsider. How much more of an outsider do you have to be? He's not even running.
And you had to choose someone who was running.
He is proven.
What if you had to choose from the four on the stage last night?
Four on the stage? Can I chop them up and sew them into one person?
Oh, yeah. Please.
I've heard that.
Please do. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Oh, my God.
I like Ron Paul. I really do. I really like Ron Paul. The guy is intellectually consistent.
Yes, he is.
He absolutely. He says the same thing, you know, Monday that he said on Sunday. He doesn't change with the winds.
Yeah.
That's admirable, I think.
So without sucking up to this audience, talk about, you are a South Carolina guy. Talk about, you know, every 4 years, South Carolina, I think, shapes a presidential election more than any other state.
So they, of course, you know, Joe Scarborough being a trained, minion of the Ministry of Truth on MSNBC, you know, quit shut down the discussion of Ron Paul with Stephen Colbert. But that was a rare moment, in my opinion, of candidness, and Stephen Colbert let down his guard and got out of character and spoke honestly to the people that were listening. And I think it's encouraging. And, you know, today's a big day in South Carolina, and you know, it's the turtle in the hair type thing. Ron Paul's picking up delegates. I was a state delegate in 2008 in Iowa, where I live. I understand the process. More and more of us understand the process as time has gone on. Quietly, slowly, Ron Paul's picking up delegates in every state, despite what the mainstream media tells you regarding how things are. It's not a winner-take-all in every state. Every vote is not binding in these primaries and these caucuses. There's going to be some heated dialogue at the convention. We're going to have the topics of the day are going to be on the table, and we really appreciate Ron's efforts to keep things real. And the show is going to end here in just a second, and I want to—I didn't have a chance to go over this in detail, but search engine SOPA and PIPA horror story, SOPA and PIPA horror story, outlines how the very people that are against copyright infringement are the ones who are distributing the very software that allows for file sharing. They are playing both ends against the middle to continue to enslave us and cost us more money. And I'm going to take we got Blue in Tennessee. Blue, I think you got about 20 seconds. Blue, what's on your mind?
Well, I think it's time that we now need to take ownership of the movement that we've created with Ron Paul in the Republican Party, and we need to turn the tables upon those that would not ever vote for Ron Paul and state, you know what? What if Ron Paul gets the nomination? Are you going to hold your nose and vote the Republican ticket?
You mean if he doesn't get it, you mean?
No, if he does. What I'm getting is the backlash from those that are anti-Ron Paul, that are for Romney.
Oh, I see.
And
I got you.
Newt.
I'm with you.
You know what? I had to do the same thing for McCain.
Right. Great point, Blue. I love that statement. Turn it on them. Yeah. Are you gonna hold your nose? You know, that's an excellent point, Blue. Thank you for that idea, that perspective. We appreciate you tuning in. Everybody, stay tuned for Michael McKay with Radio Free Market. He's coming up right after this short break. And we appreciate you tuning in to RBN. And please go to republicbroadcasting.org and make a donation today. Take care.